This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Now, there's a huge strip, nothing to slow me down. And then he says, especially you time with him. You know, you spent money and car, and we get involved in, and we don't even think they're sin. But those sins are hindering us in this faith walk. And then he says, let us run with endurance. Let us run with endurance. You know how to run with endurance? You know, I can remember whenever I used to be a basketball player in high school, and I practiced all the time. I mean, I could run. And even a little after we got out of high school, and even after I came back from Vietnam, and after I got out of school and everything, I still played a little basketball. And we got a big center at the church up there where I was going to, and they had a basketball court and everything. And I played a little, but I didn't play a lot. And then one day, Timothy came along. And now that he gets about 5 or 6 years old, he wants to play basketball. Dad, let's play basketball. I said, sure, no problem. We get out there on that court, and he runs down that thing once, and I run down once, and about the third time, I'm lumbering along, thinking, what's wrong with me? I used to do this for hours. What had happened? It wasn't to my endurance. It had gone away. Because I'd stop practicing. You can't run the fight of faith with endurance if you're not in the Word studying on a regular basis. I mean, you get out there and the devil throws something at you and he jumps right out in your face and you say, devil, I got it. I got this scripture. It is written. And he says, oh, it is also written. And he comes back with another one and you think, wait a minute, that was the only one I knew. What do I do now? You're in trouble, aren't you, Benjamin? See, you need your sword long and sharp on both sides. So when you cut that devil one way and he comes back and says it is written, you come back and cut him another way. Is that what Jesus did? It's exactly what Jesus did. Now, if you're not in the Word, studying the Word, building up your endurance, you'll never make this. I mean, you can't run the race with great endurance and the devil will beat you. But he says, let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. The race that God has set before us? You mean God set a race before us? I believe he has. And man, it's a good one. My son went down to run the other day with those, they had some kind of a deal, Dallas, I forget what they called it, some kind of marathon. And he came in I forget what it was, but way up there toward the top, there was hundreds of thousands, maybe thousands of people running, but at least hundreds. And when he came on, I said, well, how'd the race go? He said, Dad, I was intimidated. I said, what do you mean? Here he said, I am 30 years old. I was out there running. And said, the two men that was running right beside me was your age. I said, them guys are just running, talking, laughing. And he said, here I am sweating, and they're just going on. And so when we got to the end, they was right beside me. I said, how old are you guys? One of them was 65, one of them was 64. He said, Dad, them guys was your age. And he said, I was having trouble keeping up with them guys. I said, well, one thing about it, that wasn't the first race them boys run. If they're 65, 66, 67 years old, they could run that race with endurance. Them boys are out on a racetrack. They're running. They don't come home every afternoon and kick their feet back, throw their feet up on the easy chair and say, honey, bring me some popcorn and a soda pop. I got to watch 4 hours of television tonight. That don't bring my supper to me. I'll eat right here with my remote control. No. You don't have that kind of endurance like that, do you? No. You got to get out and practice. Now then, he says, we do this. Now, how do we do this? He says in verse 2, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus. He's the one we focus on. We don't focus on nobody else. You don't focus on me. You focus on Jesus. He He said, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, of whom our faith depends from start to finish. From faith to faith. From start to finish of your faith. Your faith totally revolves around your knowledge of who Jesus is and what He done for you on that cross. Boy, when you get a hold of that, wow. He was willing to die a shameful death on the cross because of the joy He knew would be His afterwards. I can't even fathom what He did on that cross. I'm sure most of you in here saw The Passion. If you didn't, you need to get a copy of it in Walmart or somewhere and watch that movie, The Passion. Man, when I went to see the movie, The Passion, they was right in the middle of beating Jesus. Blood was going everywhere. It was awful. And I'm sitting there thinking, Lord, You did that for me. I'm sitting there listening, and all of a sudden, somebody screamed and said, we need some lights on. And I thought, what's going on? So they turned the lights on. Is there a doctor in the house? I thought, what? We're a bunch of Christians, and we're asking for a doctor? Well, I don't know, maybe that person wasn't a doctor. We had a lady passed out just watching Jesus be beaten. And they finally came, got her, took her out. Then they turned the lights out and we started right back over in the movie. And I thought, you know, if she passed out watching that, what would it have been like if she'd have been the one that was being beaten? You know, if you've never had a bullwhip put across your back just one time on a naked back, you have no idea what the King went through. No idea. Wow. I was hit one time with a bullwhip with clothes on by accident while we were working cattle one day. My dad came back over to pop that bullwhip, a great big old bull. Wouldn't go where he wanted to, and he brought that thing back to pop. He did. It went right across my back and snapped me right in the back. And I'm telling you, when he hit me in the back, I mean, I thought I was dying. Man, that hurt. I mean, I screamed. What happened? I said, Dad, you hit me with that whip. He said, well, get over here. Stay out of the way. I said, you won't have to tell me twice. I'll be over there, guaranteed. He didn't have to tell me. You know, nobody likes suffering, do we? No, you didn't tell me to get over here out of the way now. After this, when he's slinging that bullwhip, I'm out of the way. I guarantee you. But the Lord says, He says, now is He seated in the place of highest honor besides God's throne in heaven. Where's our King today? He's seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. And He's there to intercede for you and me. So when we go to the throne of grace and go up there holy and clean, we can plead to the Father in the name of Jesus. And since Jesus has already been here and suffered all these things, He knows our frailties. He knows our weaknesses. He knows. And when we plead to the Father in His name, when we have all of our sins repented of and confessed, He comes to the Father and says, Father, would You do this for my daughter or my son? And when He pleads for us, and we have every sin repented of, the Father hears Him, and He answers the request we made to the Father in the name of Jesus. And He's, wow, it's awesome to see God. When you get to where you can learn how to pray in faith, you can see the King do wonderful things in your life. I mean, awesome, wonderful thing. It's so wonderful to see God do these things. Then He says, think about all. Think about all. This is verse 3. Think about all He has endured when sinful people do such terrible things to Him. Think about what He did. How He bore that. A great lesson here. Think about what He did so that you don't become weary and give up. Now then, I made a teaching one time, and one of them that I made, I called it, being a Christian is not for wimps. And it's not. If you're a wimp, everybody knows what a wimp is, doesn't it? I mean, the first time a little bitty trial or test comes by, you say, well, if that's the way they're going to be, I'm just leaving this. I ain't going to mess with that. No. A wimp is not the way a Christian should be. We should be strong and stay in love. I don't care what the devil throws it at us. I don't care what happens. We can endure it because of what Jesus has already done on that cross. I mean, you know, some of us at work, you know, somebody will do something or say something, or, you know, we're going to share our faith with somebody at the drinking fountain and start talking about Jesus, and they make fun of you. And you go off like a whipped dog, saying, well, if that's the way they're going to be, then I just won't talk about Jesus no more. And the devil pats you on the back and says, that a boy. That's exactly what I want you to do. Yeah. But hey, a real Christian, you don't care. And you talk to them. You tell them about the best thing ever happened to you, and it was Jesus. Amen. And when you do that, and you're not ashamed of him, and you pray in faith, you will see the King do some awesome things. So you don't want to become weary and give up. After all, you have not yet given your life in the struggle against sin. All of you are still alive. None of us have been beaten or killed yet in this struggle. Now, is there people dying every day in this struggle? Yes, they are. I think about the people and what's going on in the world today. Like many of you know today, there's war in the Middle East. I mean, some of those Arab people have absolutely gone to war, declared war on Israel. You know, who knows where this is going to stop? Who knows? You know, no telling. But how would you like to be a handful of people against 500 million people all around you, and every one of them hates you? How would you like to be a little man or woman over there in Israel right now? No? But aren't we glad God's in control? See? The last time all the armies of Egypt and the Arab nations and everything decided to wipe out Israel, they attacked them, and in 6 days, Israel put them down. The whole Arab world. I mean, miracle after miracle happened. When God's for you, who can be against you? You know, Israel is God's chosen. You know, he has chosen them. Whatever you do, don't ever talk about a Jew. I mean, tell them, love them. Because if you want to be blessed, God said, if you curse my people Israel, he said, I'll curse you. So if you love the Jew, he said, I'll bless you. And I like to be blessed. I definitely don't want to be cursed. So you do it God's way. Then he says in verse 5, wow. And have you entirely forgotten?
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.